Darkly Dreaming Dexter by Jeff Lindsay.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Moon. Glorious moon. Full, fat, reddish moon. The night as light as day. The moonlight flooding down across the land and bringing joy, joy, joy. Bringing, too, the full-throated call of the tropical night, the soft and wild voice of the wind roaring through the hairs on your arm, the hollow wail of starlight, the teeth-grinding bellow of the moonlight off the water, all calling to the need. Oh, the symphonic shriek of the thousand hiding voices, the cry of the need inside, the entity, the silent watcher, the cold, quiet thing, the one that laughs, the moon dancer, the me that was not me, the thing that mocked and laughed and came calling with its hunger, with the need. And the need was very strong now. Very careful, cold, coiled, creeping, crackly, cocked and ready. Very strong, very much ready now. And still it waited and watched, and it made me wait and watch. I had been waiting and watching the priest for 5 weeks now. The need had been prickling and teasing and prodding at me to find one, find the next, find this priest. For 3 weeks I had known he was it. He was next. We belong to the dark passenger. He...